Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here today with Guy Young, who's the Chief Engagement Officer for TTC Tour Brands. And many of you may be familiar with Guy. I certainly am. I've been known him for a long time. And we're here to talk about what's going on today with TTC Tour Brands. And there's quite a lot going on, as with all of the other travel corporation companies. We're going to talk to him about that and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Guy, it actually has been a while since we caught up, and a couple of years since you kind of undertook a sort of reorganization of Travel Corporation's TTC Tour Brands. Can you kind of review how the company was organized and how it's changed and how that's all working?
Yeah, great. Well, great to see you, James. And yeah, it's believe it or not, it's been it was back in March of 2022 that we made the decision to bring all of our TTC Tour Brands under one sales, marketing, and operations division. So we have six brands. And you might recall before that, all the brands, with the exception of a few sort of back office shared service functionalities, operated very independently. So we made a decision to bring them all under one division. And when we did that, we also created a North American structure. So we really tried to leverage the best talent and resources we had both from the US and Canada. And, you know, really some of the key goals we had when we did this reorg was, first of all, to create better segmentation, because we recognized there was a lot of questions from our travel advisor partners. You know, how does Trafalgar differentiate from Insight, et cetera? So under one team with a holistic view of all brands, understanding what each customer looks like for each of the brands, we're able to do much better segmentation, you know, starting with Contiki on the youth, or what we call next gen. Sure. Then we've Cost Saver on the budget side, Trafalgar on value, onto Insight as our premium brand, and then Luxury Gold as our luxury high-end brand, as well as Brendan as our a specialty brand for Ireland and Scotland. Mm-hmm. So we're now able to much better segment those brands. And this was very useful for our travel advisor partners, because we could now share with them kind of which client would fit with which of our touring brands. So segmentation was key, so we did that. The other thing we think we accomplished is we made it much more simple for advisors to work with us. So now they have one contact across all of our touring brands versus having to go to three, four different people where there was a request around reservations, marketing, et cetera. So we've made it a lot easier, both on the personnel side, but also system-wise. We have now one travel agent portal with one single sign-on. You can access all six brands. So we've made it a lot simpler. We've really better defined the brands and where they sit within the portfolio. And, you know, I guess I think you asked whether or not it's working. We certainly feel so. We've had some great feedback from our advisor partners. And if you look at it from a sort of financial standpoint and how we succeeded, 2023 was the first full year that we operated under this new structure. And it was, quite frankly, the best year we've ever had for our touring company. So it certainly seems to be working. We're very pleased with the progress we've made. But obviously, there's always room for improvement. So we keep hearing feedback from our advisor partners. And where necessary, we'll make changes and make sure we're as easy to work with as possible.
No, and great. And I saw what you were doing. It really looks like a logical solution you have so many different brands. Actually, that's only some of the companies that are part of the Travel Corporation, of course. I think there are more than 30 different companies that you have.
Correct, yes.
Absolutely, including even hotel brands like Red Carnation and things like that. And obviously Uniworld, which is close and dear to your heart since you used to oversee it. But that is separate from the tour brands, right?
Correct, yes. Different from the structure. This is just the six touring brands, correct.
Now let's move to kind of, you have that organization. Now, what are some of the trends you're seeing in tours? What are you seeing in terms of what customers are buying, what kinds of tours they want, and the kind of destinations this year that are selling really well?
Sure, okay. Well, let's start with the destinations. I mean, what we've seen in 23 and going back into 24 is really a return to some of our true tried and tested destinations. So for us, we have four, I would say, mega destinations. And these are all in Europe. As you know, Europe's by far our biggest market. So Italy, Ireland, the UK, and Spain, which collectively probably account for more than 50% of our Europe touring business, are doing really well. But when we look at what destinations sort of have grown the most on a percentage basis versus last year, We have seen real strength in sort of Central and Eastern Europe. So I'm thinking, Germany's very strong, Poland's very strong. The Nordic countries are doing really, really well. And then more recently, I'd say at the turn of the year, starting in January, we started to see really strong pickup in our what I'd call our secondary destinations. So certainly North America's being very good for us. But when we look at some of the exotic destinations, I'm thinking now sort of Latin South America is extremely strong. I mean, Peru, for example, is up 200% versus the prior year, off a smaller base, I accept. But also Costa Rica, which is a fairly large destination for us, we're up 35%. And even we're seeing in Asia, like Japan, for example, is doing extremely well. So those are some of the destination trends we're seeing. When we talk about the booking trends, there's been a couple of key trends we've seen in recent months. The first one is we're seeing a lot more bookings closer to departure. So we first saw this trend in February. So when we looked at our business that was booked in February for departures in March and April, so within sort of 60 days, we had massive increases versus what we're seeing in the prior year. So the shortened bookings, and we saw the same trend in March for April and May bookings. So that's certainly very interesting to us, and it's very exciting because, as you know, we've got a huge portfolio of brands. We've got over 1,000 itineraries. We've got lots and lots of definite departures. So we certainly have the availability and the inventory to really close out the 2024 season very strong. So closing bookings is definitely one trend we've seen. The other trend we've seen is really a much longer buying cycle. So this started really in September and it hasn't stopped. Is there's a huge amount of interest in touring. We've got a lot of website activity, we've got a lot of inquiries, but it is taking a bit longer for guests to actually make up their mind and make a booking. And so, my advice to advisors is, if you have a lead, if you've had an inquiry, keep at it because we have noticed that they eventually do convert, but it just takes a bit more time and work. And we've got lots of tools to try help the agents close a sale. We've got obviously they can access our portal and see all the different itineraries we have. We've got some great promotions. We've got very flexible deposits. So we really want to work with the agents to try close these bookings. So that's another trend we've seen. So those are kind of the few trends that we've seen so far for 2024.
Are you seeing more family travel in groups, or are you seeing, and then of course the corollary would be you're seeing some solo as well?
Yeah, well, solo definitely, and in fact, it's such a strong trend. Is next year we're going to be launching some women-only trips for Insight. So definitely solos.
I saw that. Yeah, very interesting.
So that's very popular. So we're going to obviously launch those trips in 2025. And yes, family travel, since the pandemic has been very, very strong. And the brand where we carry the most families has certainly been on Trafalgar, and it's doing very, very well for sure.
Yeah. So obviously last year was a pretty strong year, and it's looking 2024 looking equally strong at this point.
It is, yes. We're certainly ahead in revenue versus last year. Yep.
So we've put COVID in the in the back seat in
I
the
hope so,
rear view
James.
mirror, as I should say. Yeah.
I hope so.
Cross your fingers, but that's definitely we've got to stop asking that question about COVID because we're already 4 years down the road here. Now, let's talk. You mentioned a little bit of that. Well, I wonder some of the ways that TTC Tour Brands can help both new to industry and seasoned travel advisors. What are kind of some of your newest programs for advisors?
So I'm glad you asked the question. I mean, one of the challenges we've had is there's obviously a lot of new advisors coming into the industry, and we want to do our best to help them transition over to the travel industry and make them as successful as possible. So one of the things I always like to share with advisors, this is definitely true for new advisors, but even more seasoned advisors, is the ease that it takes to make a tour booking. So, with one phone call, you can book your air, you can book your transfers, your meals, your accommodation, your transportation. You'll have a travel director, local hosts. And when you look at that, especially for international travel, and when you compare that to trying to book an FIT trip, it's just so much easier. It's just one phone call. And then on top of that, James, we obviously pay very generous commissions to our advisor partners. So the earning potential, which is obviously across all those components, so we're paying on the travel director that we're contracting with, the meals, et cetera. So agents can actually earn a very high commission level. So that's the first thing, is the ease and the high earning potential that you have in booking a tour. One of the great things we've done, and I mentioned this at the start of our conversation, is really this travel agent portal. And it's
Right.
an amazing resource, and we're constantly enhancing it. So you can go on there, you can search across all six touring brands, you can input, for example, Italy. We'll show you all the itineraries we have across all brands in Italy. And it's a really easy way to search for product. And certainly, with so many tours and so many destinations, we are very confident we can find a tour for your client. We like to say we have a tour for any and everyone. And then the other thing I'd mention is we've really increased our sales team. We have, I believe, one of the best sales teams in the industry, and they're 100% dedicated to travel agents. So I'd really highly encourage you to reach out to your sales manager. They are really keen to help you grow your business, and they'll work very closely to make sure that happens. So please do reach out to the sales team. They're
And
really eager to work with you.
that sales team also can handle multiple all of your different brands, right?
Exactly. They train too. And one of the things we've done, we've tried really hard, is to train our sales team to use a consultative sales process. So when they're meeting with an advisor, they train to ask a lot of questions, understand who their clientele is, and that way they can present the best brand for their client. So we've really done a lot of training on that, and they're really a fantastic sales team. So please do reach out to them. They're very eager to work with you.
Now, this month, April, we are celebrating Earth Month. Can you give us a little bit of an update at how TTC Tour Brands is really approaching Earth Month and approaching sustainability overall?
Thanks, James. I appreciate the question. So, as you know, because you've followed the company for a long time, I like to think we're very much pioneers in this in sustainability. And the fundamental of our efforts is outlined in our 5-year sustainability plan, which we call How We Tread Right. And we
Right.
have 11 goals that we're working towards. Each of these goals is tied to at least one of the United Nations development goals. We're going to be publishing an impact report in May, and I'd really encourage and hope that some of the advisors will read the impact report. It's a very transparent summary of how we are benchmarking to our 5-year plan. But for the purpose of this interview, I'd just like to highlight two of the 11 goals that I think are worth mentioning on this call. The first is we have now set a goal to reach net zero by 2050. And importantly, to achieve that, we did recently launch an industry-first carbon fund. So all of our brands are paying into the fund from their retained profits, and then we're using those financial resources to help get us to our net zero. So the funds will be used for things like installing renewable energy in our offices. It will also be used towards operating low and zero carbon emission coaches. So we are going to use these funds to help us get to our goal of net zero by 2050. So that's been an important milestone that we implemented last year. And then the other thing is really around our Make Travel Mad experiences, which I think you're quite familiar with. And these are experiences that are really designed to have a positive impact on the local communities. And in our How We Tread Right 5-year sustainability goals, we had hoped to get to 50% of all of our itineraries having at least one Make Travel Mad experience. I'm happy to say that in 2024, more than 90% of all of our itineraries across the touring brands have at least one Make Travel Mad experience. So we're super proud of that. And that's been a big focus and a big accomplishment for us.
Yeah, and I know if I have to say I was kind of there at the beginning when your CEO Brett Tallman really saw we were all at a Tourism Cares event in Jordan, and he saw what he could do with this, and that was the genesis of Make Travel Matter. And then he was the one who actually consciously put this in to all, started with one or two operator, and then as you said, it's now across all of your brands. So Make Travel Matters has been kind of a core product for you.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right about Brett, who's now chairman. But yes, I mean, he was so, because you were on that trip, correct? You were
I
there.
was with him, yeah.
Yeah, and you were visiting at that.
I was, going out in the Wadi Rum with Brett, so that was interesting. So, but we also visited, like local cafes that were being run by, really incredible people, and he really was impressed, as we all were. But he was one who actually came back and did something with it.
Exactly. And I so applaud him, and he's really been a leader in this travel industry. But you're absolutely right. I mean, he was so taken by it was the Iraq Al Amir Women's Cooperative that
Right,
you
that's
visited.
the one.
And he was, I know he made an on-the-spot contribution to help better merchandise the gift shop and get their online shopping experience better. So he made an on right on the spot, he made a donation. But as you said, he came back, we incorporated that into our itineraries to Jordan, and they were extremely well received. I mean, the guests go in and they get a chance to see how the ladies of the cooperative actually make ceramics, and
Right.
it's a pretty hands-on experience. They have a meal with the ladies of the cooperative. And as you know, Jordan has a very high unemployment rate amongst women. So this, I think, the cooperative today is employing 150 women. So it is making a great contribution to the local community. Our guests love it. And so on the back of that experience, we've now incorporated this, as I said, in almost all of our itineraries across the TTC Tour brand. So it's embedded in our experiences. And the reason why we do it, James, is because we recognize it's very, very hard for advisors to understand and know everything that all of the suppliers are doing around sustainability. And so our thought was, if we are able to do this on all of our itineraries, it's something that the advisors can understand very easily. And then they can explain to their guests that when you travel with one of the TTC Tour brands, you are going to have a positive impact on the destination. You don't have to pay more for it. And it's very easy. It's a simple message. And our guests, they really feel fantastic about visiting these different communities and local businesses. So it's been hugely successful. And we are continuing to keep adding new Make Travel Matter experiences all the time. And we're really proud of where we are today, but we're going to keep working to make this really ingrained in everything we do around our experiences in all the destinations we travel to.
Well, in this case, you've really made travel matter in a lot of what your products are and all the ways you're devising them. So that's one of your approaches to sustainability. Let's talk a little bit about 2025 in terms of new tours, new products, new itineraries. Can you give us a little peek at what's new for TTC Tour Brands for next year?
Yes, I'm very pleased to say that we've already launched a big part of our portfolio for 2025. One of the things we're very excited about, we mentioned earlier, are these women-only tours. So
Right.
that's Insight, and we've got 11 tours, and it's we've got some of the mainstay destinations like Greece and Scotland, but also we've got a lot of sort of what I call somewhat exotic destinations: India, Peru, Egypt, Morocco. And these all have the Insight pillars, great dining, 4 and 5 star accommodations. But what's very special, first of all, they are all small groups, so no more than 24 travelers. And they're also going to be run, the travel directs will be all females, as will be the local experts. And all of the experiences we do are curated for women by women. So it really is a very immersive, in-depth experience for women travelers. So that's great. And then the other thing we're going to be doing, James, we want to continue sort of adding product in the shoulder and low season, because one of the things we'd like to do also in our efforts to be more sustainable is to get more travelers outside the peak summer Europe season. So we are adding more capacity, certainly in the winter and our shoulder seasons. Trafalgar, for example, is going to be launching quite a few new winter programs, winter tours. So that's certainly going to be new for 2025. And we also will be adding more product in Sicily and Germany, because those are destinations that are selling very well. So we want to try to build out our sort of shoulder and low season, and we'll continue to add more product to destinations that are selling really well.
No, it sounds those are great programs, and we're looking forward to them for next year. Is there anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors out there about TTC Tour Brands today?
Oh, wow, that's a huge audience. No, just really that, what I'd say to the travel advisors is that when they entrust their clients with one of our brands, they should feel very confident that we're going to deliver a great experience. I mean, listen, 2023 was not an easy operating year, but we use this third-party review company called Feefo, and our scores were fantastic, just as good as they were pre-pandemic. And, we are able to accomplish that because we've got significant experience, obviously, operating tours. We've been in business for over 100 years. We've got a fantastic infrastructure, 40 offices globally. We've got 24/7 support. So, one of our key mantras is we feel we have a duty of care to the guests that the advisor entrusts with us. So please be rest assured we're going to take good care of your clients. And we so appreciate your support. You and I were chatting earlier. As you know, a big, big part, the majority of our business comes through travel advisors. So we're very keen to work with you to grow the business. And please know that we appreciate every single client that you entrust with one of our brands. So thank you so much for your support.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are great at working with travel advisors. You have been for literally the entire company for all these years. Now, you mentioned the portal and all things like that. Where can travel advisors go to learn more about your TTC tour brands? I don't know if you have individual websites, and how do you get to that portal?
So it's super easy. It's agents.ttc.com. That will take you to our travel agent portal, and there you can access all of our brands. As I said, you can see all of our 1,000+ itineraries. You can find your local sales manager. You can see what marketing programs are available. You can learn about our travel agent discount program. You can sign up for FAMS. So it really is a great resource. So agents.ttc.com. Please go on. If you haven't registered, please register. And if you haven't booked us before, we really look forward to working with you, and we're here to support you as best as we can.
Well, Guy, it's great to see you as always. We've been knowing each other for a long time, and we'll see each other on the
Too
road, I'm
long. Too
sure.
long, James.
Not too long. We'll see each other very soon, I'm sure. Great to hear all the stuff that's going on with TTC Tour Brands. It's really been an amazing ride, and the fact what you're doing with the Make Travel Matters and the new products you're developing, just really impressive. And I'm so glad to hear that TTC and is doing so well with this. Again, great to see you.
Great. Thanks, James. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. All the best. We'll see you soon.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.